testify or not? I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Former President Trump has received a subpoena from the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. But what happens if he doesn't fulfill the obligation?
We have many alternatives that we will consider if the former president decides that he is not going to comply with his legal obligation, the legal obligation every American citizen has.
House Republican and committee co-chair Liz Cheney on NBC's Meet the Press. Attorneys for Mr. Trump say they're reviewing it. Russian forces are moving out of the Ukrainian city of Kherson. They believe Ukraine is going to try to retake the territory it lost in the early days of the war. Meantime, in Russia, two pilots have died after the warplane they were in collided with a building in Siberia last week. The crash of another Russian combat jet killed 15 people. China's most powerful leader in decades will continue to preside over the communist country. Xi Jinping has received a third five-year term.
The closing ceremony of China's 20th Communist Party Congress, it took place yesterday, and there was this singular, very strange moment that symbolized President Xi Jinping's grip on power. It was when China's former president, 79-year-old Hu Jintao, was physically hauled out. He was sitting next to Xi on stage. It appears there was some confusion, and that confusion remains. It's unclear why he was removed.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, China's official news agency, says Hu Jintao is in poor health and needed to rest. There's a frontrunner in Britain to replace Liz Truss as prime minister. She resigned abruptly last week. Former Treasury chief Rishi Sunak has moved ahead of his two main rivals, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson and ex-cabinet minister Penny Mordaunt. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He's not on the ballot this year, but former President Trump keeps hinting at another run for the White House. During a rally in Texas last night, he said he'll probably have to do it again. He was in Robstown rallying support for Republican candidates.
Biden and the far-left lunatics are waging war on Texas energy workers. Can you believe this? They're against oil, God, and guns. And then they say they're going to do well in Texas. I don't think so.
To Pennsylvania, where Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mehmet Oz, who is backed by former President Trump, is gaining on his Democratic opponent, John Fetterman. Fetterman says Oz is on the wrong side of the gun issue.
He doesn't support one single gun reform law going on the bills out. You know, he doesn't stand for universal back checks. He doesn't support red flags.
Dr. Oz accuses Fetterman of being soft on crime. Spreading like wildfire at a high school in Virginia. Some kind of bug that sickened about 1,000 people last week.
The students and some staff were suffering from flu-like symptoms and stomach pain. Affected were a full half of the 2,100 students enrolled at Stafford High School, just outside Fredericksburg, Virginia. And while the school remained open, all after-school activities and athletics were canceled. The state health department is helping to figure out the root causes of the outbreak. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
A puppy suffering from a life-threatening virus has been nursed back to health. The two-month-old animal, who was discovered floating in a box down a river in Texas, was diagnosed with parvovirus. The animal was treated with antibiotics and is ready for adoption. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.